Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Seems like temporary storage facilities are on every street corner, but let's do some math. For what you'd pay in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With a Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Our kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger storage solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller place for a lawnmower or a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to find a location near you. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Not a lot of big news in this week's crop progress report out from the USDA yesterday. Corn remained unchanged yet again, going on several weeks now, with soybeans down just one. This news is not expected to create much excitement as markets will be focused on today's release of the World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates, scheduled for noon today Eastern Time. During his latest appearance on OETA setup over the weekend, OSU Extension grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson said he anticipates little change to come from this WASD report as well.
Well, right now the pre-release estimates indicate that there's not going to be much in it. You look at corn production, they expected to lower it to about 14 billion even. Even last month it was 14.15. Soybeans, 4.32 billion bushels, 4.38 last month. If you look at the ending stocks, wheat, 914 million bushels, 933 last month. The corn, 2.13 billion bushels, 2.27. So maybe a little bit of move there in the corn. Soybeans, 439 million bushels, 475. So, you know, pretty good drop in beans there. If you look at the world expectations, corn about 7.8 billion bushels, down from 7.9 U.S. right there. Soybeans about 3.6 billion, down from 3.6. Actually, about 20 million bushels there on the world market, and that's just minuscule. Wheat again another 20 million bushels, down 9.71 versus 9.73. So really not much expected on the WASD.
For now, though, we wait and see if Anderson's predictions will come true. One thing to note, though, in this week's report, winter wheat planting has begun across our three-state region. In Oklahoma, winter wheat planted reached 1%, unchanged from the previous year, but down 2 points from normal. In Kansas, winter wheat planted was 3%, near 4 last year, and equal the 5-year average. And in Texas, winter wheat planted is rated this week at 6% complete, compared to 5 last year and the average. And in other news, after parting ways with their previous executive director about a month ago, the board of directors of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau are now prepared to look for and hire a new executive director. On Friday, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau officially opened up their search for a new executive director for the General Farm Organization. The group says in their job opening statement that the duties include but are not limited to being responsible for the management of the organization in a manner that is ethical and profitable, as well as promoting member services and member growth. At this point, it appears the solicitation is open-ended. No deadline for applications was mentioned in the one-page release. Click over to our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for more information. You got farm news on Ron.
Superior Livestock proud to present their Labor Day 2017 sale coming September 14th and 15th. Be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 50,000 head yearlings on the 14th of September, then calves and calves on cows on the 15th of September. If you want more details about when a lot may sell and preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.